Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's Chris Rose. He's from the NFL Network, the Rose Rotation. And he joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You're not going to sing the fight song, are you?
No. Well, okay. That would mean I know the words.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Don't know him.
I don't either. We were talking about the Guardians in the last couple of segments. And Chris, to me, this team is a team that, okay, they're not as good as the Yankees in the regular season. They're not as good as the Astros. Not as good record-wise as the Mariners. There's no reason they can't win a playoff series against any of those teams, is there?
Well, they won't win a playoff series against the Yankees or Astros to start because they're going to get the byes. But,
right, but maybe eventually.
Yeah, possibly. I'm curious, if nothing else, about them. First of all, I'm super proud of this team. I mean, holy smokes, to be the youngest team in baseball and to be younger than the average AAA team and to be, you know, this close to winning the division. I don't care if it's been a crappy division. That doesn't matter to me. It says something about these guys. I mean, they're awesome to watch. They are fun. They're energetic. There was such a difference. All you had to do was watch that last inning to tell you the difference in the season between the Cleveland Guardians and the heavily favored Chicago White Sox. We have guys sprinting around the bases. They have guys not covering bases. Like, that's all you need to know.
Exactly.
Now, the question is, does that joyful attitude that most teams don't show during a 162-game regular season translate over when everybody ups their intensity, right? Now everybody starts playing. I think we saw it a little bit with the Cavs last year. What I mean by that is, they played with regular season defensive intensity that only was saved for the playoffs by most teams. And then when everybody else started playing hard, then we were like, oh, God, what do we do offensively? So that's the worry I have a little bit with this squad. Because pitching is so good these days and guys throw so hard out of the bullpen and they know your tendencies and they have great scouting reports on you, can we string together 3 to 5 hits in an inning to put a 3 spot on the board? Because we just don't have a lot of guys that are going to hit the ball over the fence, right? So
right.
I think that's the question. And I am super excited to find out.
I want, you know, it's like, it's a little bit like the Browns too, with the way the Browns are running the ball more than most teams are. And, you know, I look at the Guardians and I'm like, I love the way they play the game. Jeff and I, it's hardcore baseball, like, and it's hustle, and it's all this other stuff. And I wonder how other organizations are looking at them right now. You know, you look at the Lindor deal and the repercussions that happened in a good way for the Guardians. And if your other franchises out there, you're like, man, you know what? The Guardians aren't, they're not crazy with their budget, and they're still able to do this in and out, much the way Tampa, I think, has been able to do for the most part over the last decade. I wonder how other organizations look at the Guardians and the success they've had this year and how they've been able to do it. And, so, and like you brought it up, they're such a young team.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, very thin needle to thread, though, right? I mean,
right,
when you have a $70 million payroll or less, it doesn't give you the ability to have guys get hurt or take – I mean, the Yankees took on Josh Donaldson's contract. He's been great defensively. He's been horrible most of the year on offense. Horrible. Could you imagine if we had to pay a guy that much money, $25 million a year, to be a below-average player? We couldn't do it. You know, you can't do it. So, but the Yankees, they can do it. The Dodgers can do it. The Astros can do it. We can't do that. So I do think that the new rules will lend itself to much more athleticism, which we have. Mm-hmm. I think the bigger bases will be interesting in terms of if teams will be, you know, because teams have put a halt to stealing bases now, except for us. So I'll be curious. I still think a lot of teams will just kind of build themselves the way they have over the last 10 to 15 years. I like it that Cleveland's kind of an outlier.
Chris, I do too. I've always thought this. My head has always said, well, sure, absolutely. But you tell me, our team is so used to doing things differently. I wonder what Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff would do if they had a Dodgers budget or a Yankees budget.
Well, I mean, Chernoff reportedly turned down the Mets. So he could have had it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not going to be a guy in this sport who has a bigger budget than Stevie Cohen. You know, I mean, if they win it all this year, he's going to want to keep winning. And if they don't win it all, let's remember on the day he took over the team, he said, if we don't win this thing in 5 years, I have failed and we have failed. You don't think he's going to go give Aaron Judge $330 million to try and lure him across town? Of course he is. So, yeah, I mean, both those guys, I imagine, I don't know about Chris, but, you know, Mike has reportedly turned down some very lucrative offers from other places, and I think it says a hell of a lot about Cleveland that he wants to stay. So, quick pop, by the way. I'm talking to Austin Hedges today. The new episode of the Rose Rotation will be out tomorrow.
Cool.
I mean, he's great. You know, if you've listened to him, he's hilarious. He's funny. He's intelligent occasionally. He'll have a lot of good stuff to say about last night's game and kind of where this team is going.
Chris, Jeff and I were talking before the show about this, and we were like, we got to ask Chris about this, about Aaron Judge hitting 60 and then on pace to be for 66. And, you know, like, I'm excited about it. I'm watching every night to see what he did, and I think Jeff is too. And
he's
sure
he's been terrific.
You know, I think there's a lot of fans that are doing it. It's just, like, that whole steroid era thing, like, I don't know. I wonder if it would be more if we didn't have the steroid era. And it's, you know, it's Maris, it's Ruth, it's Judge, you know?
Yes.
And so it's just, like, I desperately want Judge to get to 74. Not that that's going to happen, but it's just, you want that. I want that, at least, just to kind of, I don't know, reset the record and know that there's a guy that did it and did it right.
Yeah. You know, I understand that. I don't think that we should all be forced to live in, you know, such a negative mindset. Like, I think we still need to just appreciate Aaron Judge for what he is. Like, he is one of the most likable. I know he wears pinstripes, and so people in Cleveland might be like, ugh, really? He's like, tell me one thing he's done wrong. He's incredible. Like, the way he's handled New York, the way at the beginning of the year he turned down $213 million guaranteed and said, you know what, I'm good. Like, let me just go play baseball. And now what's he going to get? Like, that's amazing. To be able to tell your bosses, like, nah, I'm good, and then go throw $100 million on top of it while helping everybody and putting everybody else first. I mean, the guy is unreal. So what I would say is I understand why you feel that way. But I don't think that we can be a prisoner of that time.
Yeah, no, I'm rooting for him I just want him to break it all, yeah. I'm rooting for him.
I get it. Yes, I understand all that. But whether he finishes at 74, 65, or 60, let's just say this has been, it's been an incredible journey to watch. And so appreciate it, because it doesn't happen that often. You know, if you take out the steroid era, when was the last time it happened? 1961.
Yeah. Chris,
so,
do you think most people...
There you go.
Do you think most people have just folded the Bonds-McGuire-Sosa years into baseball history, or are they an outlier still?
I don't know exactly.
Because that's the only real record where we look at it and point to steroids. You know, we don't do that with batting average or Clemens with anything he did, really. It's just that home run record is the one that everybody points to.
By the way, we don't do it with other sports.
No?
You know, it's the only sport we care about, PEDs. It's the only one.
That's true.
You got guys in the NFL who have popped positive for PEDs, and they're still on the Hall of Fame ballot. and nobody even brings it up when they get discussed. So it's yeah, I mean, it's interesting because we don't know what pitchers were using it. We just don't. I mean, with the exception of Clemens, I'm going to share a little secret here. He wasn't the only pitcher that used it.
Yes.
What?
Yep, I know. Breaking news. Breaking news here today.
Chris, before we let you go, you used the word discuss, and we'll turn it a little into disgusting. What happened to the Browns on Sunday? I just want to give you a minute to I just want your thoughts on the game. I'll leave it wide
open.
You
can vent here.
Yeah, we want you to vent.
On radio in
Cleveland. Oh, I'm super excited for Thursday's game, guys. Oh, you're talking about the ones.
Yeah. Oh, you turned the page already? Good job, Bill.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's
tough. I mean, I worked all day Sunday, and I was sitting next to our coordinating producer of the shows I work on, a good buddy of mine named Alex Maloney. And I turned to him, and the minute they connected to Corey Davis, I said, "You watch, we're losing this game." And he's like, "Come on, don't do that to yourself." I said, "No, Alex, we're losing this game."
And talk about negative, Chris.
I know. But, hey, dude, why can't we recover onside kicks? This has happened every year under Coach Prefer. Every year, and I think in some cases multiple times during the season. That's really tough to stomach. I don't know why we can't recover onside kicks. I am very appreciative of Nick Chubb coming out and saying, "Hey, listen, I'm the reason we lost the game," or "value decision." I think everything played a part of it. And I think our coaches have to take the most responsibility here. Because the minute that they said that they didn't tell Nick Chubb to sit down after getting the first down, you think Bill Belichick would miss that opportunity? And people could say, "Well, hold on, you're up two touchdowns with under 2 minutes to go and they don't have any timeouts." That's fine. A coach's responsibility is to put their players in the best position to succeed. And on several times didn't do that, whether it's telling Nick Chubb to sit down after a first down, whether it's telling our DBs to make sure we've got our communications right, whether it's our special teams unit to make sure, "Hey, everybody do your assignment exactly the way we discussed it," whether it's then on defense once they recover the ball, "Hey, here's what we got to do." We didn't do that. It was a massive failure on every level. And once again, it's only game two. And yes, maybe in week 16, we're kicking ourselves as we're looking at those standings. But you have a chance. The Browns organization has a chance to turn the narrative tomorrow night. And if they don't, look out. I would be a little worried. But they got a chance, and that's all that matters.
Well said, sir.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, gang. Enjoy.
Chris Rose joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and now out to make sure that Austin Hedges is good to go for his podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.